I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Mercedes in the Morning podcast. Make sure you not only download, but also subscribe.
Yes, subscribe, like, favorite, leave a comment, tell your friends.
And follow us on social.
What are our social accounts?
At Mercedes in the AM.
Thank you.
And at Mercedes and JC on Facebook.
All right, enjoy.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show.
Starts right now.
Here we go.
Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30 on a rainy Tuesday morning. Be careful out there. Didn't realize we were getting more rain in the forecast. So this morning I was on the computer and I hear, like, I thought it was scratches at the window. I'm like, freaking out. And then I was like, no, those are raindrops. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it's a little rainy this morning.
They were saying, don't be alarmed when tonight we see snow. Chance of snow flurries in the higher elevation and in areas that do get snow flurries when this time of year. But they said, nothing bad. Nothing's going to stick. But don't be alarmed if you go out tonight to do whatever and there's some snowflakes falling from the sky.
That's what they said in the Summerlin area. Like, yes, that could definitely happen. So, yeah.
I'm building a snow fort tonight.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you could get a fort. You could maybe get, like, a snow doggy door going or something like that.
That is a snow fort for ants, you silly goose.
I know. Nothing really sticks too much around here except for that one year, 2008. Oh, man. That was just nuts. They canceled school and everything.
We should make a movie about that. Snow Day Las Vegas and how it snowed that afternoon. It was started in the afternoon because I remember then that in the evening it was very heavy. It was sticking. They canceled schools the next day. And, of course, the snow was gone by 6 a.m.
I know. Like. They're like, it didn't even do any good to cancel school, but it was good because the kids got to play in the snow.
It was fun. I remember getting home that day and there was snow at a tiny little driveway. The house I was living in, and I got out. I didn't have a shovel, but I got out a broom or a mop or something and just kind of pushed the snow off my driveway.
That's like, all you needed was a broom.
Oh, yeah. Air blower.
You just stand there and go, and it goes away. You're fine. How was your night?
You know, it's so funny when we talk about things on this show.
Oh, boy.
But then you realize it happens to you in your life. For example, I think it was last week. You set it up by saying it was things you learned after the fact or now you tell me or something like that. You were talking about someone told you your makeup looked like you looked bad, your lipstick.
Oh.
And it was after the fact.
Yeah, like she said that the color I wore days before made me look like a corpse is what the exact quote, actually.
But that was like information you could have used in advance.
Yeah, like, why didn't you tell me when it was happening? Yeah.
Well, it was on Friday. I lost my keys to my car and my house keys and I could not find them. Searched high and low. And so I've been using the backup key to my car and backup key to the house and just using it. And then I've been searching everywhere. So last night before I took the trash out, I'm thinking maybe I threw something into the trash and released the keys into the trash can. So I went through the trash can in the garage.
Oh, gross.
Taking out every single bag that was in there and kind of shaking the bottom of it. Couldn't find it. Go inside the house and tell my wife what I did. I'm like, you know, the keys are officially gone. I went through the trash can. She's like, oh, no, I found them. I hung them back up for you.
I just dug through all that trash and you couldn't have told me that before.
You could have told me, and I'm happy that she found them and she probably thought nothing of it. Like, oh, I found these keys and hung them up, not realizing I'm going to go through our trash before I take it out. I even looked into the big recycling bin too. Went through everything. I'm like, I lost these keys.
That would have been great information a week ago.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those deals when that happened. I immediately thought of how you were talking about it last week and the makeup and information you wish you had in advance before doing something.
There's a company that I keep seeing ads for on
like Instagram or they'll pop up on my Facebook. And I think it's because they know that oftentimes we'll go out into our trash bins to find things that we accidentally threw away. And I guess they come and they clean out.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Like, I can't remember the name. Something with bubbles or something.
And he listens to the show. He's been to the food drive and stuff.
Is it the same guy?
He's the same guy. I believe it is. And he's given us his business card before. He comes out and cleans trash cans.
I'm getting all these Instagram ads for it because I think they, you know, Instagram is, or your phones are always listening. And I've been talking to my husband. I'm like, oh, man. I'm not taking it to the trash. It stinks out there. I'm always complaining about how dirty and nasty it is. And so I want to get one of those and just, it's something so simple. Just clean out your trash bins. But I dread taking out the trash for that.
I think he's got, it's all self-contained where he rolls up and it doesn't make a mess in your street either. Because other services, they kind of just hose off the inside of the water, dirty water sitting in front of your house. Yeah. He has a whole operation. It's like steam cleaned and everything. Let's do it.
I'm so on board for that.
I need it. After going through mine last night, I can tell. Like, oh, look at this. Tomatoes. We haven't had tomatoes in 2 weeks.
Ew,
there they are.
Gross.
Stuck on the side of the trash can.
How'd they get stuck on the side of the trash can?
I don't know. You don't want to go in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you just don't ask. Ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies.
So today is your day, right?
Yes. After the show, I am going to be headed to Albuquerque. My little cousin passed away. It was just a very sudden, shocking thing. And so I made the decision to head out and be there, not just, you know, for the family, but it's just, you know.
For you, too.
Some closure. Because the last time I saw her, it was for my aunt and uncle's wedding anniversary, and it was, I'm glad it was a happy occasion. We were all there together and we were having fun, and it's just it was a sad thing. It was really cute though, because I'm not going to see my kids until I get back tomorrow. And this morning I'm going through I'm packing here at the station, and I'm going through my papers, and my youngest, Brooklyn, she stuck this little sticky note on my stuff, and
so
I put
sweet.
It in my wallet, and it says, "Dear Mom, I love you so much. I will really miss you. I know that you have to go, but I will miss you. I love you. Love, B." And I was like,
sweet.
I'm putting that in my wallet. And then I went in my wallet. I'm like, oh, I don't have any money. I should probably stop by the ATM and grab some money before
you need some cash when you hit the airport?
I'll go to the ATM over at the airport.
Well, we're thinking of you, and I know that everyone I spoke to is very happy that you're going. So
yeah,
we're glad that you're going.
It's a good thing for me to go. I totally agree. And thank you guys for giving me the little push that I needed. Especially you, Mr. Buy book 4 airline tickets and just pick which one.
Oh my gosh! Make sure you cancel all the other ones.
I canceled the other ones. Yeah, I canceled.
That's the thing with my trick. If you book 10 airline tickets, you need to cancel the ones you don't need.
Oh man, my credit card's like, why is she buying this much worth of airline tickets at different hours? It's so crazy. So yeah, that's canceled.
Okay,
I'm good to go.
All right.
So let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear "Word Up" by Cameo? "One of Us" by Joan Osborne.
What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us.
Or do you want to hear 3 AM Eternal by the KLF? Those are your choices. Text us. 21732 is our number. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on Facebook or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Right now. Here's what's trending.
Happy New Year. Gung Hei Fat Choi, Year of the Pig is trending this morning. It's the Chinese New Year. And according to the Chinese Zodiac, 2019 is the Year of the Pig. So people born in the years 1923, 35, 47, 59, 71, 83, 95, 07, and 2019 are all pig signs. So what does that mean? Well, if you're born under the Chinese zodiac of the pig, then you're known for your compassion, your geniality, sometimes going overboard to accommodate people. Also, you're the pig. People are very social and friendly and have a love for life. Now, for the Chinese New Year, a lot of the foods that you're going to see, it's all about welcoming this new year with prosperity and how you can be more successful. So if you want this to be a prosperous new year for you, they say dumplings. Eat dumplings for success, rice cakes for prosperity, a whole fish for abundance, and citrus fruits for health.
Well, eat that all today or just throughout the year?
I think that's for the celebration today or maybe throughout the week. I'm not sure.
Man, but that's a celebration and a half. A whole fish?
Do you see the setups that they have in the casinos, like at the Bellagio and at
gorgeous.
The Venetian for Chinese New Year? It's my favorite holiday that they decorate for. They're all beautiful, but they are my favorite. They are so amazing what they're able to do.
You were not born in any of those years mentioned,
No. But
you're very social. You're very friendly, and you have a love for life. So you have many of those qualities within you. I was writing them down as you were rattling them off.
Well, I would say the exact same thing about you. I think that everyone kind of
as Mercedes was saying this, we're like, yeah, that's me. But I was not born in those years.
No, I'm not a year of the pig person. But I'm looking over the years that are mentioned. I always like to check, what my zodiacs are and if I fall into those qualities. And like, I'm a Taurus on the astrological zodiac, and you're a Leo.
I'm a Leo.
So technically, we're supposed to be at odds a lot with each other.
Is that what they say based on the signs?
Yeah, because they're both very like powerful signs, so we should be like going like at it a lot, but we don't.
But instead, we use our powers and come together as one, like the Wonder Twins power. Wonder Twin powers activated.
Power of Bull.
And I'm something water, right?
A Leo's a. A lion.
No, I was talking about Wonder Twins.
Oh,
the Wonder Twins, one was always an animal. The
ice lion.
One was always an animal. The other one was always some kind of water thing, which stinks. You're water.
You're not a water sign. Just do an earth sign, even though I know what you mean.
There, with the Wonder Twins.
It was
Twins.
An animal, and it was a form of water, and the water person always was like, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
I'm an ice slide. I'll slide down this ice.
Yes. Oh, there's a fire. Great. I can come in handy. But what else am I going to do if I'm water?
Speaking of water, we're getting a bunch of tweets, including from our friend Martin, who just said it's snowing in Henderson right now. So everyone's saying it's snowing. I just got a note that says that it's snowing in Summerlin. So, yeah, beware. It just kind of popped up out of nowhere. Although it sounds like you knew about it. I didn't know about
it. They're saying on the weather, yeah.
Yeah.
If you watch the weather, they said it's coming.
So also trending this morning is motherhood. A new study says that motherhood really takes a mental toll. According to researchers, mothers experience less satisfaction with their lives and their partnerships. A large portion of moms feel that they're alone and carrying the responsibility for their child's well-being. All of that responsibility is really leaving moms feeling just emptied out when it comes to themselves.
Well, I don't hear that about moms. Do you feel emptied out?
Sometimes. I mean, I really feel fulfilled most of the time. I think that sometimes we unnecessarily take everything upon ourselves just because we feel like we should. And that's the problem. If you have a partner that says, let me help you, let them help you. We don't get any awards for doing it all on our own. Now, if you're all on your own, that's hard. But I think sometimes we take on more than we can when we have a support system that will back us up,
Do you have a wonderful support system, Matt, your husband?
Oh, yeah. He's the best. Seriously. But then sometimes he'll sit me down and be like, if you need help, just ask.
But you're also something,
I don't like asking for help.
Yeah, because my wife does that. Nothing to do with kids or anything, but she'll say, let me know how I can help. And part of me is like, dinner's done, let me know what I can do to help. Part of me is like, yes, I can easily say, oh, would you mind wiping down the counter and taking the trash out? But then there's part of me that says, you're a grown, very successful woman. You should look at the situation that I'm in and say, oh, I can jump in and do that.
Like, let's do it together instead of me just doing it all. No, I feel this.
You shouldn't have to tell an adult what to do. They should know, look at the situation and say, okay, there are dirty dishes on the table. I could carry them to the sink. Like, you shouldn't have to be assigned a task. You should be aware of what task needs to be done.
That's what you would tell a child.
Yes. Right?
Because a child doesn't know. But an adult, I can totally relate. This is the Taurus Leo thing working.
Uniting as one.
Also trending this morning is Super Bowl. The numbers are in. And Super Bowl 53 had the lowest ratings in 10 years. If you lost interest in the game, you were not alone. But not all the news is bad. Actually, the Super Bowl halftime show really did help out Maroon 5. They got a 434% boost in sales. And Travis Scott and Big Boy, they actually did very well themselves. They got a nice sales boost, too. They had 25,000 downloads on Sunday. So it worked out for someone. I know a lot of us were kind of like, meh, but it turned out to be a good thing for them to end up performing.
I wonder if there are people that was the first time they saw Maroon 5 or Travis Scott.
Like, hey,
these Maroon 5 are not bad.
Yeah, exactly. And then finally this morning, Goop is trending. G-O-O-P. Gwyneth Paltrow's brand, Goop, it's a lifestyle and wellness brand that she founded a decade ago. Well, the brand is now coming to Netflix as a series. The series is going to consist of 30-minute episodes hosted by the site's editors and Gwyneth Paltrow. They're going to use experts, doctors, researchers to examine issues relating to physical and spiritual wellness. I know you're a fan of the site, right?
My wife gets stuff from Goop, and so because she has some of the products, I use them. I like it. I like some of the stuff they have on that website.
Yeah, well, so now they're going to maybe show you more about how it works and things that you can do to feel better about yourself. So it could be pretty successful. We'll see how that goes. And that is what's trending for Tuesday, February 5th.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
901.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, 6:03. JC's mad because we're late.
We're late. I timed it out, and I just got distracted, and I played an extra song when I shouldn't have. Should have just done After What's Trending to the start of the show. Should have been two songs. I got distracted and played a third song.
It was just you were so interested in our meeting.
Just enamored
and what
in our meeting, yes.
About.
And then I'm like, oh, I'll just start another song. And you're like, why are we late? I'm like, huh? I'm like, ah!
We have a mini meeting before right in between the pre-show and the regular show, and we just kind of talk about what happened in our nights, things that we'd like to talk about on the show today. And sometimes, you know, we really get into those and then we'll talk about one thing and that'll lead to another. And so you just lose track of time sometimes.
Indeed.
Nothing,
it's all good.
Nothing to worry
it's all
about.
Good. So moving on here.
Now we have no time to talk. Now we're done. So enjoy. It's snowing, you guys. In certain parts of the valley, it is snowing. We are getting texts from people that parts of Henderson, they've seen snow. Parts of Summerlin, they've seen snow. And so if you are getting up this morning and you didn't look at the weather like I did, you're probably like, what is happening right now? It's crazy.
It's going to be cold, too, later on. After this rain and stuff clears out, it's going to be windy. That's when the cold's going to come in. Freezing temperatures, like in the 40s tomorrow.
I'm looking at the news. We have the news on this morning, and they're doing a live shot from outside, and you can see your breath. It's like that cold.
Well, Dave Hall is actually in Carson City. He's not outside.
Well, that, it's really, really cold in Carson City. Look at that. Okay, I thought that was here. I was like, whoa. You could see your breath.
Look
Thank
at the snowplows out back.
I don't have my glasses trees. On. I am nearsighted. I can't see what it says. I can see the red line, but I can't see
can
underneath
you see
that.
Can you see the Winter Wonderland behind him?
Oh, yeah, I can okay. see that. It's hard for me to read things at a distance.
Can you read the scroll, the World News scroll?
Google celebrates Lunar New Year with Year of the Pig Doodle.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I can. I just really
it.
Have to squint
at
that. Do you wear glasses? I know you bought glasses for cosmetic purposes, but do you actually have glasses?
And I had to send them back, too. Darn it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because they were expensive.
Oh.
It was a charge for them.
You send a lot of stuff back, don't you?
You know, you buy, you sample it, you don't like it, you send it back. But answer your first question. Yes, I did. I don't need glasses, but I did buy them for cosmetic reasons. I thought they looked really good. I thought it looked more intelligent. And it was a company called Wayfarers is the name. And you pick out like 5 frames. And then the thing is, though, you get your subscription through them. You keep the frames. Well, I don't need a subscription for for any glasses. So the price of the frames were not worth the good look, so I sent them back.
Wayfair? I swear I bought sheets and a comforter after.
I think it was Wayfair. Has Wayfair branched out into the comforter
game? It's like
game?
A home store.
You bought glasses on a home store website?
Yeah.
I swear I bought a comforter and I bought sheets off of that website. And I bought a wedding gift for someone. Wayfair? W-A-Y-F-A-I.
Oh, no, Warby. I forget what it was. That was like 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, just so you know, on Wayfair, all things home are, they have a $99 sale for all things home. So if you want to buy something, use it, and then send it back like the typical JC way, then you're all good to
go. Don't you do that, though? I mean, with Amazon and everything else and online shopping, do you find yourself returning a lot of stuff?
You know, the problem with me is it has to be like, I hate it to send it back. I'll usually be like, I'll just keep it because it's too much trouble to send it back.
Uh-huh.
I don't like sending things back, but I'm pretty selective. I don't just willy-nilly buy things.
You ever buy two sizes? Like, you're not sure if you're a certain size on something, so you order two sizes, try one on, and then the one you don't need, you send it back.
I actually bought, two sizes, two different dresses for that black and white ball I went to. It was last notice we decided to go, and I needed a ball gown, so I ordered two. One was one size, one was a totally different gown, another size, and I picked the one I wore, and my husband was so nice, he took it back for me, so I didn't have to worry about sending it back. But luckily, you could take it to the store. You didn't have to pack
it up. Yes, if you get a Nordstrom or Macy's or something, that works. So tickets for you today to go see Justin Timberlake. Those tickets coming up at 7:40. Michael Bublé, we got your tickets at 8:25. Coming up in 15 minutes, tickets to Florence and the Machine. And we'll do that with the early edition of Heads Up. And then coming up in the dirt, from Vampire to Batman, we might have our new Bruce Wayne. Details in 7 minutes. It's Ariana Grande, and this is Florence and the Machine. Missed the big announcement. They'll be in town Friday, May 17th. Tickets go on sale Friday, but your tickets are coming up in less than 4 minutes.
It's time for some Daily Dirt.
I love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now. Mix 94.1.
He is here. Andy Cohen welcomed his first child, a baby boy, via surrogate. He posted on social saying, "Wow, this is my son, Benjamin Allen Cohen. He's 9 pounds, 2 ounces, 20 inches. That's a big boy, right?"
That 9 pounds is a big boy, yeah. Oh, that's great.
He's named after his grandfather, Ben Allen. Andy Cohen adds, "I'm in love and speechless and eternally grateful to an incredible surrogate. I'm a dad. Wow."
What a selfless act to be a surrogate for someone. I mean, that's just...
Some money in that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a lot of money in that.
Really?
Yeah.
How much? Like 50?
I would say you could make like $25,000 starting, but just depending on who it's for and what kind of money they're willing to spend.
Let's get in this game. Come on, sister.
Oh, yeah, right. They don't want me to carry it. I'll complain the whole time.
Do you still get maternity leave after the fact?
That's a really good question. I think you would need some physically
healing time
to recover. I'm not sure, though. That's a really good question.
This was sad news. Christoph St. John, who played Neil Winters on The Young and the Restless since 1991.
Wow.
Died Sunday at the age of 52. So police were called to St. John's home in California after one of his friends found the actor's body. Now, no word on how he died. Sources say that alcohol may have played a role. One of these things where I saw the headline yesterday towards the end of the show, you and I both saw it, I think, at the same time, saying, "Oh, I don't recognize that name." But as soon as I saw who it was, I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, I know that. You know,
yeah.
I've seen that guy on The Young and the Restless many times."
I never watched The Young and the Restless, but he's one of those guys that's been on so long that you would see him and you knew he was on Young and the Restless, even if you didn't watch. So that's just really sad.
Always on the cover of the daytime. Is the daytime soap magazine still a thing? I remember seeing that at the grocery store, checking out. It's always like the daytime soap magazine.
Soap Opera's Digest.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Do they still have that?
I don't know.
That's really funny. I totally forgot about that.
Back, did you have a go-to soap?
Days
of Our Lives.
Yeah, that was the one I used to watch with... I remember as a kid, and my older cousin, she was so into it, and she would make me watch it with her. Marlena turned into the devil. I remember, that. Like, it's so crazy.
Such great storylines. Oh my gosh. Ben Affleck is officially done as Batman. Talked about that last week. Now there's talks that Robert Pattinson, yes, from Twilight, could be the next Batman. The Batman is due to arrive on June 25th, 2021. Now, these rumors are coming after artwork for the new movie was posted online. It's got a picture of Robert Pattinson standing with a shadow behind him. It's not his shadow. It's the shadow of Batman with the bat ears.
Okay.
And the artwork was done by someone that has done official DC Universe artwork before.
Oh.
So saying that, you know, this might have some kind of legs where maybe they're seriously talking to Robert Pattinson and they started messing around with some artwork to see what it would look like. But I think he would be a good Batman.
You do? I don't know. I keep wondering, like, if he goes out during the day, if he's going to sparkle and stuff.
Kristen Stewart plays a villain or something?
Yeah, I can't see it, but there's a lot of people I can't see as Batman. They play him, and then, like, Christian Bale. I'm like, how's he going to be Batman? I thought he was fantastic as Batman. So.
Remember George Clooney was our Batman back in the day?
I don't know that he was the best Batman. Michael Keaton was the best, don't you think?
Yeah, he was.
Him or Christian Bale, I don't know. But
was it Val Kilmer a Batman, too, at one point?
I think you're right. Gosh, you are just throwing bits of knowledge at me all morning long.
I know my Batman.
It's only 6:22 also. Jeez.
I am locked and loaded. All right, as you just mentioned, Florence and the Machine got your tickets right now. Caller 20-702-364-9400. If that is you, you get to play. Heads up.
We have four categories for you to choose from this morning, so pick the one you want. Pick your partner. You get 6 and 60, you're going to win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Donna.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. You're caller 20.
Donna.
Woo.
Ready to play some Heads Up?
I am.
Okay.
Are
let's.
You?
Am I? Is that a challenge? Challenge accepted.
Do you listen every morning? She plays it every day. She's ready to do it, Donna.
Donna, let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Duncan, Nice Hot Bowl, Femme Fatale, or Scout's Honor?
Let's go with the hot bowl one.
Nice hot bowl. Okay, a couple of days ago, it was National Homemade Soup Day. So these are different types of soup, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
Sorry, JC.
Hey, Donna, no offense is taken. Listen, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six cracked. You're going to go see Florence and the Machine. You guys start now.
Mom makes this for you when you're sick.
Chicken noodle soup.
Yes. You eat this with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Tomato soup.
Yes. This is a Vietnamese soup and...
Pho.
Yes. This is... okay, sometimes you might have one of these as your side with a steak and you put sour cream and cheese on it.
Potato soup.
What kind? You don't fry it. It's a what potato?
Baked potato.
Yes. This is a green soup.
Anything else on that one?
Green. There's ham in it. There's this vegetable. It's...
Oh, is it split pea?
Yes. This is, you buy these in little squares when you have no money and you boil it.
top ramen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo! We got it! Congratulations, Donna!
Yeah.
Donna, I love how you just kind of take authority. Like, you got anything else on that one? I'm like, oh, why? Yes, I do.
I'm so sorry, Mercedes.
Don't apologize. You got to get stuff done around here. And congratulations, you did it.
Thank you. You did it with me. Thank you.
Well, listen, you two. Donna, you got tickets to Florence and the Machine, T-Mobile Arena, Friday, May 17th. These tickets go on sale this Friday, and you're all set with yours.
Yay!
Congratulations, Donna, and we'll have more chances for you to win with Heads Up. Coming up this morning, we will have tickets for you to see Michael Bublé in the 8 o'clock hour.
Just about 1 hour from right now, we have your tickets to go see Justin Timberlake. They're coming your way at 7:40. Does anyone out there, 702-364-9400, do you obsess over numbers? Or do certain numbers jump out to you? And if so, what is that number and why does that number jump out to you? I was at Lowe's yesterday and I was getting some keys made.
Oh, is this the key for your closet that you, that I
no,
think called a locksmith?
Yeah, locksmith came and took that thing off. That's a whole different thing where I wasted $100 on a locksmith for nothing. These were because I thought I lost the keys to my house.
Oh.
But my wife ended up finding.
Right.
So I needed to get some house keys made. So I went to Lowe's to get some house keys made and got them done. And I'm paying for them. And the total was $8.38. And the woman makes a comment about that number. She said, that number jumps out to me for some reason. She says this to me. And I'm like, oh, huh. I'm like, it's a nice even number, 838. She's like, yeah, no, for some reason it sticks out. Can't figure it out why. And she tells me she really obsesses over numbers and that she needs to get, as a cashier at Lowe's, every day she needs to either see a 75 and a 14 somewhere in her transactions. So your total could be $75.62. She's got her 75. Your total could be $8.14. She's got her 14. But she needs to get a 75 and a 14 each day. Those are her two numbers. And I'm like, oh, that's real interesting. She says, yeah, there was one day when she was working at Lowe's where she didn't get the 75 and 14. And that day, her father had a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh, it's terrible. Please tell me she got 14 and 75 yesterday.
That's what I said. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, he was fine. But the one day I didn't get those two numbers, something very bad happened. So I obsessed over those numbers even more. And I said, I'm like, well, good luck the rest of the day. She's like, oh, I got them this morning.
I think that's a normal thing. I think that some people, I don't know that it would classify as OCD, but I think some people are really obsessed with numbers and really notice numbers. I fall in that category. And it's just for certain things. Like if I fill up my car with gas, which is a rarity, but if I do, if it doesn't land on a number that ends with a zero or a five, I freak out. I need it to end with a zero or a five. $14.75, $20, $20.10. If it's like $16.83, I'm like, ah, like I start panicking.
Do you squeeze it to get to that the number you want?
Oh, I have to. I can't let it end on that number. And I have no explanation for that. It's just if things don't, to me, those are nice round numbers that you could easily pay with change in coins that don't involve pennies. And now I don't even use cash. I use a credit card, but it's so bizarre. Even talking about it, I just felt my heart beat.
I can see you getting the anxiety over it.
Oh, I can't do that. And then also, like, for some reason, lately the number two is freaking me out. When I see it at places, I don't know why. I don't like the number two anymore.
That was my number in high school. That was my number on my in high school. I was number two.
Really?
When I played football in high school, I was number two.
I'm glad you said that because now I'll have a reason to like it. Now when I see a two, and my birthday's on the 22nd, so you would think I would really like.
You like twos. The twos, yes.
But lately, the number two, I'm just associating it with like, ugh, a weird feeling. But okay, there's a reason for me to like it again. Does anyone have a number obsession like that? Cashier needs 14 or 75 every day. Because it's good luck.
And she obviously gets it, because only one time she didn't get it. So she's ringing up a lot of people at Lowe's. So she's getting it. Thank God that she does.
Yeah. I mean,
I mentioned,
if she doesn't work, though, does she have to get it still?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Does she have to find a 75 and 14 in some other way when she's not working? Ooh.
And then are there, like, this is a thing that happens to me a lot. Do you look at the clock at the same time every day? I always look at 9:41.
And it's so funny because my wife always points out, because her birthday is August 26th, and she always says how 826 always jumps out to her. And I told her that because that's just a heightened date. That's a heightened number for her, for you in your life. And I used the example. I said 9:41 always pops out to me. It always jumps out to me because 94.1 is such an important factor in my life. And same with you. So that's why 9:41 is always jumping out to you.
And it's always in the Apple ads. Have you ever noticed it on iPhones and everything?
Why do
Apple,
they do that?
It's always 9:41. So I'm always like, yeah, we're the best. We're the best.
Apple likes us.
They picked us.
I mentioned how in high school, my jersey number was number two for high school football.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine, his number was 29. And I was in a really bad car accident when I was 16. And it was my buddy that was driving, his number 29. And for the even when I think about the number 29, to me, it associates with something bad because he was driving that car. There was a horrific car accident we were in. And for the longest, I could not leave a room. If I'm going to leave the room and the clock said 6:29, I had to wait till it was 6:30.
Oh, really?
Because in my mind, it was some weird OCD that I was leaving this room looking at a negative number. So I was leaving on a negative connotation kind of thing.
Like you want to leave positive.
On a positive.
Not...
And I remember I'd be upstairs. My parents were like, we're leaving. Let's go. I'd be like, all right. And it'd be 1:29. I'm like, oh my gosh. Wait a minute till it turns to 1:30. And then I would come running downstairs.
Even if you're already late.
Even if I'm late.
Patty, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Are you numbers obsessed?
Well, actually, it's 3 days. When I was in high school, if I missed 3 days of school, something happened to my friend, they wouldn't like me.
Three days of anything.
Well, everything comes in threes, don't they say? It all comes in threes?
Well, sometimes, you know, you don't want, if it's a bad thing, you don't want it to come in a three. Some texts we're getting. I obsess with 11/23, which is my birthday. Every time I go to tell time, it's 11/23. My daughter was born at 11/11. We text each other almost every day at 11/11. I also look at the time at 3:21 and take a picture every time I see it. I have 200 screenshots, and my birthday is March 21st. And then Dylan the Ghost Hunter, our buddy, says, I always see the number 666 everywhere. LOL.
Yeah, Dylan.
I don't like that.
Stay away from that.
I know.
We got the hot three coming up. What do you got?
All right. Well, visitors to a certain place here in Las Vegas, we'll get a peek at one of the disguises used by serial killer Ted Bundy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Also, this is the key to your child doing well in school. And a cryptocurrency company lost $137 million because of one little thing. We'll tell you what it was coming up next in the Hot 3.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Maroon 5. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Don't forget next hour, 7:40. Your tickets to go see Justin Timberlake.
Hey! Here we go.
All the news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
Okay, so this is kind of creepy. Visitors to the Las Vegas Museum will get a peek at a disguise used by serial killer Ted Bundy. A pair of glasses once used by Bundy to hide from police will be on display at Zach Bagans Haunted Museum starting next week. The glasses were used as evidence in the investigation into the death of Bundy's youngest victim, 12-year-old Kimberly Leach. Bagans, who is the star of Ghost Adventurers, brought the glasses for $50,000. Did you ever watch the documentary?
I didn't want to, because isn't that was his whole thing? He wants fame and glory. Is that why he was doing it? I don't know. I started watching it literally 10 minutes into it, and I got creeped out, and I felt dirty. The 30 women, who knows how many more, suffered at the hand of this guy, and I just wanted to give it zero of my time. So I didn't. No.
Okay, well, I did.
No, I'm not going to. There's not, and there's a reason why it's successful, but I just started watching it.
I know what you mean.
Why am I watching this? I watch plenty of creepy things, don't get me wrong.
And you're right. That's exactly what he wanted. And to be honest, I wanted to watch it because I didn't know a lot about it. I didn't know this whole Ted Bundy stuff. A lot of this was before our time. So I just was like, I had heard of Ted Bundy. I knew he was a serial killer, but I didn't realize the scope of things. I had no idea that he had killed people in Colorado, which is where I was born and raised. Now, it was before my time, but I didn't even know there was an association with Colorado at all. And so I'm watching this, and one of the old school television anchors that I remember watching as a kid, his name was Ward Lucas. I'm watching, and he's in the show.
They're using footage of him?
They're interviewing him.
Okay.
Because Ted Bundy ended up saying to him, like, hey, what's up, Ward, at one, like, when they were bringing him to court, because he watched him every night. And Ward Lucas was like, whoa, how does he know? Yeah. And I had no idea. It just learning about the whole, just the way he was and how it started like up in Washington with him. And then he went down into Utah, and then he came down into Colorado, and then he escaped jail and disappeared. And
is that why people are going on the Ted Bundy diet? Because he lost X amount of pounds while he was on the run? Hiding in the mountains, he lost 20-some pounds, and people were like, I need to do the Ted Bundy diet.
Yeah, like, he escaped first, then he lost a bunch of pounds in just a few days. He came back, and then he crawled through, he could fit through this little square, and then he left for good. And you don't know where he goes until the end, but he ended up like in the Northeast, and then he came back down to Florida, and that's where they got him. So I just was really interested in how he was able to do that, and what a bunch of, I mean, like, I'm sorry, but they were like Keystone Cops in Aspen, Colorado. They had no idea what they were doing. Like, how did that happen? It was just, it was crazy. He was an evil, evil, evil man. And hearing the footage of him is just crazy.
I did watch Bohemian Rhapsody instead over the weekend.
Well, that was probably a better pick.
Which was amazing. Was it good? Rami Malek. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Bradley Cooper. Oscar coming to you. He is Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Oh, my gosh. The mannerisms, everything. Down to a T.
I've heard it's so good. And that's another, like, I don't really know the story about Queen. There's
that's
so
the
many
same
stories
thing. Like,
I don't know.
You're like my wife with Queen because she knows of Queen. I'm a fan of Queen, so I know the backstory and everything. And she was watching it just so many times. She goes, wait, that song is Queen? Or wait, I didn't know that about Freddie Mercury. And like, wait. And I'm like, yes. It's very educational.
There's so much biopic that you need to learn about, like, history that I just am not paying attention to. Okay, also this morning, the key to your kid doing well in school might just be as simple as you helping them with their math homework. So on that note, better start relearning math. According to a new study, the kids who are most likely to be successful in school are the ones whose parents actually took the time to help them study. The researchers say that that's the most important factor in how your kid does, even more important than genetics. And finally, this morning, I feel like almost everything has to do with cryptocurrency is a scam. I was telling you about those emails I was getting that were threatening me with these videos that supposedly
existed. The videos
existed
they had of you, yes. Uh-huh.
Unless I buy them Bitcoin or whatever. Well, if this is a scam, it's one of the better ones. There's a company called Quadriga CX from British Columbia, and they manage about $137 million worth of their customers' digital cryptocurrency assets. So basically, Quadriga CX works like a stock market exchange, only with digital currencies like Bitcoin. So people will use real money to buy and sell and trade those currencies on Quadriga CX. And then the company stores the people's assets. Okay, so the founder of the company just died. And that's bad news for all of the Quadriga CX investors, because he was the only person on the planet who knew the password to the hard drive.
Oh, no.
So now no one can access their money. No one.
Start trying to hack it.
I mean,
is the password?
did someone try that? I mean, it's worth a shot. His widow just filed for bankruptcy protection for the company until they can try and figure out some other way to decrypt everything and get the money back. Meanwhile, a lot of the users now think the huge thing was a scam. It sounds like a scam, but now they're afraid their money is long gone. It wouldn't be a huge shock. Quadriga CX had been investigated before for irregularities. So whether it's a scam or just a forgotten password, they're all out. $137 million.
Oh my God. Wouldn't you start hacking away?
What do you even start with? Like, my dog's name, my cat's name.
Hey, just like Joe on You, a couple of simple questions. Oh, did Beck have a favorite pet? Oh.
Beckalicious is the password, guys.
Tonight's the night. Golden Knights end that 4-game losing streak. Tonight.
Yes, it is. I fully believe that, 100%.
Tampa Bay Lightning, afternoon game for us because they're playing in Tampa Bay. So that game tonight is at 4:30.
It is 7 o'clock Tuesday morning. Did you notice during the Super Bowl there were a lot of ads about robots taking over everything?
Uh-huh.
Artificial intelligence. If artificial intelligence can really start doing this, though, just take our money. I think that a lot of people would be on board. Or do we really need it? So researchers at Texas A&M, they're working on a new AI program that monitors your voice and can tell you when your spouse is in a bad mood and ready to start a fight with you. I don't know why I'm laughing so hard at this, because I just think it's really funny. This is how far we've come. So if you knew they were in a bad mood, you could address the issue early. or just start walking on eggshells to avoid an argument. Maybe you and I can use this when you one of us can tell. We use this AI like, alert, JC's cranky. Get him his barbecue chicken.
Beep, beep. Get him more caffeine. Alert, alert.
I think just working with you for so long, we can tell when each other is going down that rabbit hole of a bad mood.
Absolutely. You pick up when you're with someone for so long, you pick up on certain vibes, certain cues, certain tells that they do.
So what's the sign? What's the sign of your significant other that you know a bad mood is coming? It's the calm before the storm, so to speak. 702-364-9400. We're all different, or are we all the same? I want to know what your tells are for your wife. I'll tell you what mine are for my husband, but so far they've tested this AI out on 34 different couples, and it can detect signs of conflict with 79% accuracy. That's pretty good. That's probably better than what you can do. So let us know, what is the sign? Or do your imitation of your spouse when they're starting to go down that rabbit hole. 702-364-9400. It's not clear how soon they might be able to jam it into your Google Home or your Alexa or how much it's going to cost. So it could be a while before you're actually able to try it out. And obviously there's some privacy concerns too. You probably couldn't do it on the sly. Your spouse would have to opt in first on that. But what's your tell with your wife?
My wife, for the most part, is usually in a good mood. But I can tell if she comes back from traveling or something's going on. It's nothing. It's a look. Her physical feature changes.
Oh, really?
In essence, she gets just under one eye, a big bag. You know, people get baggy eyes. It's just one eye.
Really?
And I can tell. I can see it. Maybe it's because lack of sleep is why she's grumpy or not, or just because of the Crohn's kicking in. I don't know what it is. But I can see it in her face. It's something I see. It's not something that she does. It's a look. And I see, you know, she comes from her trip and I see that one bag under her eye. I'm like, it's not under the other eye. It's under one eye only.
That's weird. I've never heard of a physical feature.
And I'm like, look
changing.
At that. Okay. I see it.
Wow.
And it's a sign. I know. And usually, too, because of her bad mood is because of lack of sleep, which is a physical thing, which would bring that bag. Her Crohn's disease kicking in, which is awful, but a physical trait would kick in. But when I see that, I'm like, okay, something's going on.
That's interesting. I feel like guys are better than women at reading this particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, what does your wife say or do that lets you know she's mad at you? Is it a phrase? Is it a physical thing like JC? 702-364-9400. I think my husband would say for me, it's I get very short and I just one word answers, don't want to talk. Like last night, I was just in a bad mood because I was just stressed out. I have a lot going on right now. And he comes home and he's like, how was your day? And I was just, he didn't do anything wrong at all. I just didn't feel like talking. And I was like, fine. How was work? Good. Anything happened? No.
Right there, he should know, okay, back off. She's in a mood.
I just didn't want to talk.
Let her breathe. Let her breathe.
He's like, something seems wrong. Is something wrong? No. And he's like, I feel like, I'm like, And then I just keep getting angrier and angrier.
Uh-huh.
I just needed some time. And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, okay, you want to hear it? Here we go. I have to pack. I have to do that. And then he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he was just trying to find out. But that was my sign. That was my warning light. Like, give me a second.
The short
you know
answers.
What I mean? Okay, David, you've been married for 20 years?
Yes, I've been married for 20 years. And I'm just really surprised that you would need artificial intelligence to help with your
Yeah, no kidding. What does your wife say or do that lets you know she's mad at you?
Oh, you just like JC, you know, the look, you can tell. And just to be honest, timing of everything that's happening, I can tell when she's frustrated with the kids, and it's just like, let crazy out.
It's okay. Yeah. Hey, he tells me that too. He goes, it's okay to cry, you know. I'm like, I don't want to cry.
Are you and Matt coming on 20 years next year? 2020?
Next year,
2020.
Yeah. We're going to hit 19
wow.
this year. Can you believe it?
I can.
You can? Thank you.
I did the math, and I know you guys love each other. So, yes, I can believe it, but I kind of forgot.
I know. It's crazy. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but...
And then when he starts, March of 2000, right?
That's the way we know. We're like, okay, we were married in 2000, so what
easy
year
math,
is
right?
it?
And then Sophie's birthday is, what, Friday?
It is. Wow, look at you with all your dates and everything. And your birthday is August 10th.
The 12th. Thank you, though.
Lies. It is the 10th. Swear.
What?
Okay. I worked so hard to remember when your birthday is because I always used to say the 12th. Don't mess me up. It's the 10th.
Huh?
It's the 10th, right?
You can celebrate the 10th if you want to. I think most of us would probably celebrate on the 12th.
My daughter put your half birthday in my phone, and we noticed it the other day. And I was like,
you didn't wish me a happy
half
birthday?
Why is JC's half birthday in my phone?
All right, coming up here.
It's the 10th.
I get you every time.
I know. I just remember my volleyball number was 10. So that's how I remember.
All right. Meghan Markle is about to do something that the royal family has not done in centuries. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 7 minutes. Who are you texting?
My daughter.
I knew it was an intense text because I literally said two things to you and I got zero response.
I'm so sorry.
I said one thing, she didn't respond. I looked up, she's in her phone, said something else, zero response. I'm like, all right.
You know when you get caught? So I had a text conversation with my daughter and it was intense. And my husband knew about the situation and he didn't, I told him, don't get involved. Let me deal with this. And he wanted to know this morning if I heard from her. And so I was screenshotting our conversation to text him so he could see it. But I screenshotted it and I sent it back to her.
Oh, no. Oh, oopsie.
So she just wrote back, Mom, wow. And I'm like,
called.
So now I'm like, what do I do? How do I save this? And I just said, I'm keeping this as a reminder. I totally screwed up. Oh, now That's she funny. Knows I'm sending her screenshots.
Yeah,
to
you and Dad are. Who are you sending them to? That's the question.
The worst. So, what two things did you tell me?
That's all right. We'll worry about it later.
It's time for some daily dirt.
I love it. I love it.
Love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now. Mix 94.1.
This is a disturbing confession. So, did you hear about this? The Liam Neeson deal.
Yes, I did.
In an interview. To hype his new revenge flick called Cold Pursuit, Liam Neeson admitted that he once went out walking the streets hoping to murder a random black man.
This is so disturbing.
Here's the story, which he brought up totally unprompted. It was during an interview, but he said a female friend of his had been raped, and he asked her what color the assailant was. She told him it was a black man. So Liam says, quote, I went up and down areas with a club, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some, I don't want to read the words that he said, would come out of a pub and have a go at me and something, you know, so that I could kill him.
The
impulse eventually wore off, and he admits how horrible it is when he thinks back on it. But just that whole thing.
He was on Good Morning America this morning, I saw. And he just wanted to make sure that he reiterated that he is not racist and that he was ashamed of his behavior, but he wanted to be honest about it. I
heard that story. I'm like, whoa, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty disturbing.
He's going to be on with Kelly and Ryan today, too. I wonder if they'll tackle that topic with him this morning when he comes on.
Whew. That's really, really bad.
If you've been to a Panic at the Disco concert, you will notice that Brendan Urie makes his way into the audience for the song Death of a Bachelor. And it's during this time that fans have attempted to either kiss him, or even, he talked about it when he was on with us, about lick him. Come up and lick him. Well, those days of kissing and licking him might be over, because Panic at the Disco's road manager, his name is Zach Hall, he says, I'm done with this garbage of kissing Brendan during the death walk. If I see it, you will be kicked out of the show right away. The end.
That's disgusting, because someone would say, when he was on, he was saying how he would like cough in his hand and then people would want to get those germs from him.
Like, I was at a Panic concert like 2-3 years ago, and as he's walking through, he said, just as a heads up, I have bronchitis. I am full-blown illness. I'm only here because it's Las Vegas, my hometown. Other than that, we take the night off. And he's walking to the crowd, and people are still coming up to him.
Would you? Is there anyone that you love so much that you would want to get the flu from them?
No.
Like Hulk Hogan?
No, my wife gets the flu. I go to the separate bedroom.
That's true.
Are you kidding me? I've offered to stay in a hotel. Honey, you're sick. Okay, here's some medication. I'll be in a hotel.
You know, it's so sad. Like when your kid is so sick and all they want to do is cuddle with you, and you're like, ew.
Do you hold that arm's length?
Stay away from me.
Well, Meghan Markle's due date is coming up here in what, late April, early May.
Mm-hmm.
She's reportedly hired a doula for her birth. It will be the first time in centuries that a doula has
been... Why are
you
saying it like that?
You know how you say it, doula?
You're saying it correctly. You sound surprised.
That a doula has been hired for a royal birth. Now, if you didn't know, a doula...
I want to start telling you words, like giving you the wrong pronunciation, so you start saying them wrong everywhere, and you think you're right, but you're not. So it's not doula, it's... Doulé.
So she's got... Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear about Meghan Markle's doulé? A doulé is a birth companion or a coach. Okay? The Sun says the doulé that was hired by Meghan is Lauren Mishkan, the wife of...
Mishkan.
wife of Oliver Mishkan, who was the head of the legal team that handled Princess Diana's split from Prince Charles. Awkward. Don't you think that's awkward?
Yeah, but why'd you say it like you're a 14-year-old girl?
Because that is... Hey, you're going to hire a doulé. You hire the one that represented your mom's... Well, I guess...
I don't think it's...
It's not
awkward.
That awkward. Walking Dead is back this Sunday.
Oh, got to catch up.
I thought you were caught up and you were back. You said you were back into it.
Did I catch up?
You got caught up and you're back into it.
Oh, yeah. There's like new people.
They're called the Whisperers.
Okay, gotcha.
Am I saying that properly? Probably the Whisperers?
No, they're Whisperers.
Oh, the Whisperers.
Yes.
Return to The Walking Dead on Sunday. Also got the Grammys this Sunday on CBS. And like Ricky Martin and a bunch of other people were added to the Grammys this Sunday. So that's to be a good show. Back-to-back Sundays where we've got homework.
I really wish that they would... combine the Grammys and The Walking Dead. That would make for a much more entertaining
right?
show. And the winner is Bruno Mars.
24 karat magic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is Adam, Jack, and Ryan. They are AJR, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and your tickets to Justin Timberlake coming up here in 11 minutes.
Man, I'm kind of freaked out this morning. I told you that I think that there's a ghost in my house before.
Oh, I thought you were saying because I'm wearing a Mix 94.1 t-shirt and I kind of threw a curveball your way.
I am not going to lie. I totally noticed that this morning. And I remember thinking, maybe he has some sort of a radio station appearance later. Maybe he... I couldn't figure out why you were wearing that because it looks great on you, but you never wear your Mix 94.1 shirts.
It's my new thing now. I like wearing Mix gear. I wore it a couple weeks ago. It's very comfortable. It's a soft t-shirt. It's soft material. And I'm just supporting the team.
I like that, but why the sudden rah-rah attitude?
Well, I just want to wear... I'm going to start wearing more t-shirts.
More t-shirts?
You're going to see me in more t-shirts.
Cold outside.
That's
it was
why I got your jacket.
Early.
Oh, I got a big, heavy jacket to go with my t-shirt.
Well, no, that's not what freaked me out this morning. I did notice it, however. So last night, I was downstairs doing my work, and it was late. It was past 9 o'clock. I was so behind on stuff, and I was all by myself downstairs where the office is. My husband's upstairs in our bedroom. Both girls are upstairs doing their thing, and I'm sitting there doing my work, and I hear the toilet flush. And I thought, did someone come back down to go to the bathroom? And so I look over where the bathroom is, which is right across the hall downstairs from where I am in the office, and the lights off and the doors open. And so I walk over there, and you know, sometimes if you have a leaky toilet, it'll make that like noise.
Which is cause if it's when it's windy out, you get that a lot as well.
Oh,
with the flanger thingy.
Oh,
it's because
yeah.
of the wind. Yes. Uh-huh.
Well,
it's the water refilling.
Yes, yep. But it's only like part of the way, like the very end time.
Windy days. Was it windy last night? It wasn't that. There was a full flush.
It was a full flush. It was that kind of a flush.
The real deal.
The real deal. It wasn't that end part where it's just finally filling up. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. And I go back into the office and I'm like, I can't explain that. And then I hear a door slam downstairs. There are literally no doors to slam downstairs except for that bathroom door, which was open, and then any door leading outside. So I walk around downstairs and it's dark, and all the doors are already closed. So now I'm freaking out. Have you ever seen or heard something that you just can't explain? 702-364-9400. I walk upstairs like kind of hesitantly, and I look into our room from the stairs. My husband's just sitting there. I go, did you just go to the bathroom? And he's like, no. I'm like, you didn't flush the toilet. He's like, no. I go, did you watch whatever you're watching on TV? Did they flush the toilet? No. And we even went back on the DVR to look.
There's nothing there.
Went to the girls' rooms. Did you guys go to the bathroom? No. No, there was no toilet flush, and there was no door slammed in my house. And I cannot figure out what happened. It's I can't explain it.
There are ghosts living amongst us. There are, and they're getting sloppy. That's what it comes down to. Because
come on, sloppy ghosts.
As the population grows and people are dying, we're getting more and more ghosts. And they're just maybe the ghost population is getting overcrowded. But if a ghost has to use the bathroom, what they put out, is that not also invisible like themselves? But they need to flush it. Why do the ghosts really need to flush a toilet?
Ghosts have invisible pee. Also.
Yes. You know, your ghost went number one or number two, and he said, oh, man, I want no one to see this. I better flush.
Are there matches invisible, too?
You know what I'm saying? but then also, can't ghosts walk through doors? Why is the ghost slamming the door behind? I mean,
exactly. Why would a ghost slam a door?
But I think, though, haven't you all been in the situation where you experienced that sound in your house, and you can't explain it? This is so bizarre, because this was in my house. Yesterday, not the ghost using the bathroom. I'm sitting there. I'm in the kitchen doing work, and the doorbell rings. At least I heard it ring. The dogs barked at the doorbell, and I heard like the UPS truck start when the UPS comes to the house. He I guess he turns it off, and then he turns it back on when he leaves.
Uh-huh.
And I heard the UPS truck start up and drive away. And I'm like, oh, my wife must have had a package delivered. I got a package. And as I'm getting ready to go to the gym later on the afternoon, I tell my wife, I'm like, hey. Just heads up, you got a package out front. She says, I didn't order anything. I'm like, well, UPS guy was here. She goes, not me. And so I opened the front door, and there was nothing out there. I'm like, what? And we've got cameras outside. And I'm like, do we have would the porch pirate steal the package?
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't order anything, so I shouldn't have a package delivered. I went to the cameras. There's nothing on the camera.
The
whole process. Then I'm thinking, did I dream that? Or was it a mystery doorbell ring? But the dogs barked. The dogs reacted to it.
That's weird. You can't explain that. What's the thing you witness that you just can't explain? LaVon, good morning.
Good morning, and it's nice to hear your voices this morning.
Oh, thank you. What did you experience?
When I was 15, my sister and I, we were twins, and at night we would hear cabinets opening and pans moving and shuffling in the kitchen, which was probably... like a living room away. And my mom worked nights, so we would tell her, Mama, we're hearing stuff. And she'd say, oh, you guys are just, you know, when she'd blow it up. Well, one night she was home, and about almost midnight, we hear the shuffling in the pans and the cabinet, and my mother yelled out, girls, get your bottoms to bed. And we started laughing because it finally... she had to believe us.
Yeah, like now you see what we've been talking about this whole time. It's crazy. Alma, did something happen to you?
I've heard my name be called out twice.
And no one was there?
No one was there, and one time it happened at work, and I asked people, what did they want? And they said, we didn't call you. I said, somebody just said my name.
Oh, that's weird. And what kind of way was it? Was it like an Alma? Or was it Alma?
It was almost like a shout.
Alma.
to get my attention.
Wow. I hear that if I go to the car dealership. It's so weird.
Isn't that bizarre? Mercedes!
Oh!
Hey, oh, it's the car.
Jennifer had something happen to her this weekend. What was it, Jennifer?
Oh, my gosh. So we were, I was by myself. My daughter was upstairs in her bed sleeping, and I was alone, and I heard a big pop. And a few hours later, I opened up the pantry, and my crock pot, the metal in my crock pot, had a big dent in the side of it. And there's, like, no explanation. But the day before that, the night before that, my husband and I were upstairs in my room, in our room, talking. He was sitting on the edge of the bed. I was sitting in my chair. And my mom was downstairs underneath my room. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call saying, it sounds like there's three kids running around upstairs. What are you doing? I said, we're not doing anything. We're sitting here talking. She said, well, someone's up there with you.
Oh, chills. Oh. Yeah.
And then about a week ago, we have a tube of Rogaine that appeared on our counter by our front door. We have no idea where it got there, how it got there, where it came from. No one brought it in.
Those are those nasty neighbor kids that are just playing pranks like, hey, you need some of this. That's weird.
Freaky about mom calling you. What are you doing up there? You running around? Mom, we're sitting on the bed talking. Wow.
There's no explanation for it. Just like with your doorbell, my toilet and the door slamming. You're right, JC. The ghosts are getting sloppy.
The ghosts are getting sloppy. Alma. You know she's still listening right now going, wait.
She's like, oh, Alma. Alma.
All morning long, Alma. So you say your name.
We're just going to say your name just to freak you out.
Hot three's coming up. What do you got?
All right. Are you happy at your current job? How many Americans say yes? Also, why people are concerned about the well-being of the folks at Sunny Delight? And a woman steals a credit card and buys something with it that turned out to be very, very good. She's not going to get it, though. We'll tell you what happened coming up next in the Hot 3.
First, more reaction to our top story. Breaking news this morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
Based on how often you hear people complaining about their jobs, you would think that most people are miserable at work. But it turns out the opposite is true somehow. According to a new survey, 88% of Americans say they are happy at their job. And that includes more than one out of six people who say they're elated at their job. The happiest workers generally have good relationships with their boss. They feel strongly connected to their company's mission. They work at a diverse place. They take longer lunches and they go to social events like happy hours with their coworkers.
I'm beyond happy with my job. Beyond happy.
Well, I didn't ask.
Well, I was going to ask you.
I'm joking.
I was going to ask you out of the four, Jen, Jocelyn, myself, you, who do you think is the least happiest at their job?
Ooh, that's tough. I think we all like our jobs. The least happy. Jocelyn? Heck? I only say that because I know there's a thing with, like, you have to leave at a certain time, like, with your hours, you can't go over, so that's why I would say that.
That's okay, baby. I just got a raise.
I know.
Right.
That's good.
Yes.
But you still have to leave at a certain time.
I do, but it's okay.
It is funny when Jocelyn's having, like, a bad day. It's just like, you know, if you're not having a bad day, we might get angry and stuff. But Jocelyn's like, you're still always, like, so, like, sweet and kind. I think it was yesterday. She's like, I am just having a day. I need a second. Okay. That's it? That's all you need to do? You literally just need 1 second refresh, and you were perfectly golden after you took your 1 second refresh.
I loved the other day. You weren't in here. She came in here, and something happened. I go, what's wrong? And because I could just tell. She goes, nothing. It's that time of the month.
I heard her. I was here.
Oh, you were?
I heard her say that. I wasn't sure that's what she said. I was doing something over here, and I heard you guys hear her say that. And I'm like, did she? All right.
Lady problems.
You work with a bunch of women. You're used to it by
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. I'm like, in the same cycle as you three.
You certainly are.
His comma.
Also this morning, during the Super Bowl, Sunny Delight's official Twitter account tweeted out, quote, I can't do this anymore. Maybe the person there was talking about the boring game. Maybe they were talking about the uninspiring commercials. Maybe they were actually depressed and going through something. And lots of people reached out to make sure that Sunny Delight was okay. Fortunately, it seems like they were, because yesterday they retweeted a bunch of funny responses to their tweet. They didn't retweet the backlash, though. Like, one person tweeted, quote, "Now marketers have gone from quirky to depression as a joke." And one tweeted, "Depressant isn't like a cute brand joke." But I feel like maybe the person in charge of Sunny Delight's social media got their accounts mixed up, and maybe they were trying to tweet it from their personal account. It went out there, and then at that point, then people started making jokes out of it. I'm not sure.
Didn't we have someone that had access to the Mix account years ago that was doing something, but it was on the political end or something?
Yeah, they were liking all of these really political
yes,
tweets.
And didn't at one point they comment or something, or it was just something where it's like, hey, whoever has access to the Mix account, when you're doing stuff, make sure you're on your own account and not the Mix account.
But it kept going after that came out, so they finally just had to change the password and access to it. It was crazy. All right, finally this morning, this might be the least lucky lottery winner ever. There's a 33-year-old woman in Paradise, Newfoundland, Canada. And last week, she went to a convenience store and bought a scratcher. She won $38,000 on it. There's just one problem. She bought the lottery ticket using a credit card she had just stolen. The cops investigated the theft, and they figured out the thief had used the credit card to buy lottery tickets at the convenience store. So when the woman tried to cash in the ticket at the lottery office the next day, she was immediately arrested for fraud and possession of a stolen credit card.
How much did she win?
$38,000.
Okay, let's just say that it went down like this. Your credit card's missing. You get a call 2 days later, and someone's saying, "Hi, I stole your wallet. I used your credit card to buy lottery tickets. Guess what? I bought a winning lottery ticket for $38,000. But I need you to go collect the money because it's your credit card. But I want half."
I would say absolutely. And I would go and I would collect it, and I would not give them half.
That criminal will knows where you live, and they know everything about you, and they're a criminal. They're a bad person.
Yeah, I would call the cops and say, "Hey, this person's trying to blackmail me," and then have them go to jail. What would you do?
Oh, I'd be like, "Deal. Let's meet up. Let's become friends." That is Halsey on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. And if you love Michael Bublé, we have got something for you. Your Michael Bublé tickets coming up 8 o'clock hour here, right around 8:20.
Okay, so serious question. When you fall in love, do you notice a change in your body? Does your body get better? Does it get worse? Because this new study, and it was just on women's bodies, but I'm curious as to what you guys think. Falling in love literally changes women's bodies. Now, some people are thinking, oh yeah, women gain weight or you lose weight to attract guys or whatever, but it actually has to do with the chemistry. When we're in love, we produce this certain kind of protein. And when we produce that protein, we keep producing it while we're in love. But the second we start falling out of love with someone, we stop producing that protein. Isn't that weird?
Very weird. Did you change when you fell in love with Matt?
I think that I look at pictures of when we first started dating, and I'm kind of like, whoa, I don't know. I was heavier. I didn't work out. And that's the running joke. I'm like, you love me when I was at my worst. So
oh my gosh, don't say that. My God.
I hate to say that, but I started working out after we, were together, and I think that I got in better shape. So I think my body changed, but I think it improved. He makes the joke that he was so skinny when we first met, and then he gained weight over. So I don't know. Did your body change?
You look at pictures. Think about when you first started dating your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever. I mean, if you've been together for a long time, obviously styles and everything else has changed. So you're going to look different.
Yeah.
I do. I think I'm in better shape now than when I met my wife. We look at pictures, and yeah, I definitely think I'm in better shape. I'm in better shape, I think, career-wise than when I met my wife. So we've definitely grown together in a positive way.
I look at pictures of you, and I've always thought you were in fantastic shape. Like, I've always really admired your workout ethic and your diet and how you watch that for the most part. And it's not like a restrictive thing. You still eat what you like, but you're sensible. And the other day when we were doing that 10-year challenge, we put a picture of you 10 years ago and you're one currently. And I can't believe how different you look. I didn't notice it at the time, though.
Yes. I don't know, because my habits have changed. I am eating healthier.
Yeah.
Like, not that I was eating, like, bad, super bad, but, you know, I was a lot of fast food and, well, I guess drinking more, too. On the weekends, I'd go out with buddies and my wife and stuff. We'd go out. Let's go out Friday night, Saturday night. You got to go out. And those habits have changed. So I think, yeah, I definitely think I think I look better now than I did back then.
I think you always looked good, like I said, but you look more chiseled now, like more defined. I noticed in your face, like your face is thinner. But at the time, I'm like, hey, he's in great shape. It's just amazing how that transformation occurs. And if you know someone and you're there for the whole thing, you don't notice it until you look at two pictures back to back.
And is that true that they say if you're dating someone who really doesn't work out and doesn't really pay that much attention to what they eat, then all of a sudden there's a change. They're working out and they're paying attention to what they wear. Is that, they say it's a sign that they're having an affair or they're looking to attract someone else?
That's what I've heard before, and I hope that's not true because I did that.
Matt, are you planning on cheating on me? What are you doing?
It's not true on my end, but I've heard of that before. It's interesting to see how your body changes when you're comfortable. A lot of people, couples I know, they gain weight together because they're comfortable and they like eating together and they're like, I don't have to worry about looking good for anyone.
Because I found the true love.
Yeah.
I remember I started dating a girl who would always tan. She would go to the gym. And then we started dating and just her lifestyle changed. She stopped going to the gym and she stopped going to the tanning salon. This was back in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, our eating habits changed because we were going out to dinner and stuff. And I remember, like, she had a breakdown. Like, she's like, I've got to get back to the way I was. She said, look what you're doing to me. Whoa. And I'm like, I love how you are. I'm not trying to change you. And she got really mad at me because she was no longer going to the tanning salon and eating right and going to the gym as much because she was just spending time with me.
You're like, baby, I love you. Here's a croissant.
Eat up. Enjoy. 94.1 Treat You Better on Mix 94.1 as we're just kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. Michael Bublé, you're going to go see him when he comes to town. We got your tickets coming up in less than 3 minutes here. But Mercedes, I actually got a question for you. Were you driving by my house last night?
No, I only do that on Wednesday nights. Why?
Ah, I was hoping maybe it was a rare Monday night to drive by because I was actually outside on my ladder and I was going to be showboating for you if you came by.
Showboating how and why?
Fixing my DirecTV dish. I didn't tell you about this. I had kind of a super disaster before the Super Bowl on Sunday. So there's a side of my house that's just like wide open. And on this side of the house is the DirecTV dish that's
The big old thing.
And so this is the side of the house I like to go and play ball with Jack. So I can really throw it really hard. And he runs and we play catch and everything. And we're doing it for about 15, 20 minutes. This was probably about 2:30, I'd say, on Sunday. And he came running back, and I'm like, all right, time to go in and get ready for the game. But then I said to myself, I looked at Jax, and I go, one more for good measure, buddy.
Uh-huh.
And I took that ball, and I threw it, and I don't know what happened. I was aiming to the right, but somehow my hand held on to the ball too long, and I threw it to the left, and the ball goes, I'm watching it go towards the house. It's going towards the DirecTV dish. I'm like, no, please pass it, please pass it. And dunk, it bounces off the DirecTV dish that's mounted to the side of my house.
Oh, they're pretty sturdy, though.
That's what I said.
Uh-oh.
And then I went inside, and sure enough, there was a glitch in my TV. And it wasn't bad. It was still, but it was like almost like every 15, 20 seconds, it was just like a...
Because you knocked it out of its perfect aim on the satellite?
That's what I'm assuming, yes. It knocked it out of its alignment. Like, no! That one more time. Hey, Jax, just one more catch. Almost a disaster.
Well, so did you go back up? And why don't you do in like sitcoms when they do something and it hits something and the person gets amnesia, then you hit them again and then they get their memory back? So why didn't you throw it again at that?
So smart. I should have thrown the ball at the other side and hopefully to whack it back into place.
Yeah, whack it back in.
I went on Sunday. I got my ladder and I went out to investigate. It wouldn't be funny, like the sitcom, like someone knocks the ladder out and I'm hanging on the dish.
That's what I'm waiting for. Is there a bad ending to this story? I'm very concerned.
No, it was actually a positive ending because I went outside and it was a very easy thing. You can see because it's been on the side of my house for like 3 years. You can see where it should be aligned. So it was an easy adjustment to get it back into place. It wasn't that hard of a fix.
But you were up on your ladder?
This was on Sunday, and then yesterday was still, I still felt it was like a little bit out of whack, so I went out there to look at it again, hoping you'd see me on my ladder fixing my satellite dish
again.
Thinking,
wow, that JC, he's so handy. Look at him working on the satellite dish. Meantime, he's like, what am I doing?
What am I doing up here? I'm lucky too, because it's easily accessible. It's only like 8 feet off the ground, my dish. It's on like a lower point of my house.
Maybe that's part of the reason you have a glitch. It needs to be higher in the house.
All right. Well, it is time to win right now. This is great. We've got tickets for you to go see Michael Bublé, T-Mobile Arena, on Saturday, March 30th. You love the Bublé, don't you?
I do. I loved his Super Bowl ad. Did you see it?
It was one of the better ones.
Bubbly Bublé.
So caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. That's you. You get to play. Heads up.
Four categories to choose from this morning. You pick your category. You pick your partner. You get 6 and 60, you win. Easy as that. So caller 20, you play right now. 702-364-9400.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dean Lewis on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jenny.
Hello.
Good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
All right, Jenny.
Yay.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Let's make you a winner this morning. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with By the Slice, Spring Has Sprung, R&R, or Furry Friend?
By the Slice.
By the Slice. Okay. National Pizza Day is coming up, and these are all things that are associated with pizza, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to go with JC this morning.
All right.
Woo! Let's talk pizza. We're going to have 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Michael Bublé. You ready, Jenny?
I am ready.
We start now. This is the outer edge of the pizza.
Crust.
Yes. This is one of the toppings. It's round. It's a meat.
Pepperoni.
Yes. This is the most common topping on pizza.
Sausage. Cheese.
Cheese is correct. Not salt, but?
Pepper.
Correct. Domino's, Pizza Hut, they all do this to bring it to your house?
Deliver.
Yes. And then I think it's a Pizza Hut or any kind of a style has everything on top of it.
Cream?
Yes.
Yes!
Woo!
Yeah! Wow! Great job, you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, JC.
Thank you, Jenny. You were great. And check this out. You got tickets to go see Michael Bublé, T-Mobile Arena, on Saturday, March 30th.
Cannot wait.
You guys are going to have a great time. Congratulations. And make sure, if you want to win your tickets, we are going to have another pair for you. We're going to do the switch tomorrow.
The flip-flop.
Yeah. So Michael Bublé tickets with Heads Up in the 6 o'clock hour and Florence and the Machine tickets with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. Something
brand new. The shape of you. That's Ed Sheeran. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. We're doing 60 plus minutes commercial free. And just about 1 hour from right now, we got your tickets to go see Justin Timberlake.
The latest news updates happen now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
Women's brains, on average, are younger than men's. This is according to some new research out this morning. I guess they looked at brain scans for men and women aged 20 to 82. And what they found was that the female brain, it's actually 3.8 years biologically younger than a man's brain. They say this is likely why women stay sharper for longer compared to men.
Because your brain, why are your brains younger then? We're both born at the same time. We have the same brains. Why is my brain aging faster than yours?
I think I'm trying to, make sense of this. Obviously, these researchers know a lot more than us, but typically, don't women have smaller brains? So maybe there's less to keep going, like it's harder
size.
To keep a bigger man sustained than it is a smaller woman. I don't know.
Like if you had a smaller, sporty, compact car and I had a big old V8 gas guzzling machine,
I think you need more gas in that one.
Okay.
So if you need more gas, I don't know.
Is it true we only use 10% of our brain's power?
Well, it probably is, but I know that I have a significant amount of my brain power that has memorized Simpsons quotes, just useless information that I don't need.
Yeah, if you can apply that to real life knowledge, we'd be brilliant people.
Oh, like SpongeBob SquarePants quotes. It's so ridiculous, the things that I retain. Do you retain anything?
Yeah, do I need to know how many times Randy Savage has held the world title and who he beat at WrestleMania 3 and who he lost to at WrestleMania 5? Do I need to know that stuff?
Five, Big Joe O'Connor and Dan the Man Shay.
WrestleMania 5 was when the Mega Powers exploded.
Oh.
And he dropped the belt to Hulk Hogan, who had eyes for Miss Elizabeth. So I don't blame Randy Savage for getting upset at the Hulkster at the time.
I don't either.
He had eyes for his wife. Back down, Hogan.
Your brain apparently has not aged at all. That's pretty impressive. Okay, also this morning, not to put any more pressure on those of you that are going out on a first date, but there's a decent chance it could end with groom yourself accordingly, my friends.
What?
According to a new survey, relations on the first date is definitely not taboo anymore. 64% of men and 48% of women say they would consider having relations with someone on the first date. And apparently we're also very trusting because 48% of men and 43% of women say they'd have unprotected relations with someone they weren't in a relationship with.
Oh boy. Yeah. Have you ever been in that situation where you met a man and the evening was leading to a special dance, but you realized you were not equipped to dance, so you had to cut things short?
Yeah, that's happened to me a lot where you have to cut things short because I mean, I don't fall into the first date category. I can say, you know, I would say Scout's Honor, but I wasn't a Girl Scout. I'd never done that. But there have been times where I was in that situation and it's just, I'm too scared. I was too scared, you know. It's just, have you...
No, I'm talking about, like, you weren't, like, properly groomed. So, now that you were scared...
I thought you didn't
you
have...
You know, you're like, yeah, plenty of times. I'm like, oh, okay.
That I wasn't groomed?
Like, you meet a man, and you're thinking about going down a certain road, but you're like, I have not picked up a razor in a long time.
Oh,
I shouldn't... We're not playing tonight.
I thought you were talking about something, like, actually caring about.
No, you're like, I've been there many times, and I'm like, oh!
Groomage. Well, sometimes I think when you're in the heat of the moment, you don't notice that stuff anymore, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, finally this morning, all things considered, I think this woman would have preferred that her house was haunted. There's a college student at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro whose name is Maddie, and lately she and her roommates have been worried that they might have a ghost in the house. Now, items had been disappearing. There were strange handprints on the wall. And rattling in the closet. You know, lots of like classic ghost stuff,
yeah.
Right? Well, so finally on Saturday, Maddie got up the courage to open up the closet and check. And the good news was it was not a ghost. The bad news, it was a creepy dude who had broken into her apartment and was trying on her clothes. She says, I open the door and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes, and he has a book bag full of my clothes. The cops came and arrested 30-year-old Andrew Swoford for breaking and entering.
That's freaky.
I would have much preferred a ghost.
Heck yeah!
Oh my gosh, what a weirdo.
He was hiding in her closet?
Trying on her clothes.
But the whole time, really, she didn't think it was an intruder? She hears the ruffling, the noises, the handprints on the wall, and she immediately thinks ghosts, not some man in her apartment?
Well, I mean, come on. At least, I hear noises in my house all the time. But I don't always go investigate them because part of me is like, well, what if it is a ghost?
Maybe there's a homeless man living in your house you don't know about.
Oh, great, thanks.
That is 5 Seconds of Summer on Mix 94.1. I'm going to see how well I know you here because someone asked me a question about you.
Okay.
I was talking to you yesterday and they said, where did Mercedes get her name from?
Do you know the story?
And I told them something and I want to see if I am correct.
From?
It is from your father's side of the family, and it is from, like, your great-grandmother's middle name.
What?
No.
Where did you even come up with
that? Well, I don't know the story. It was like your dad's grandmother. So your great grandmother, her middle name was Mercedes.
No, there's no one in my family with the name Mercedes.
Oh, man. The story that I was telling this guy at the gym was so brilliant, too.
It is from my mom. When she was a young girl, one of her favorite books was The Count of Monte Cristo.
That's right. Ah.
Yes. And one of the main characters' name is Mercedes or whatever. And so she's always thought, that's what I want to name my daughter if I have a daughter. And here I am. So that's how she got the name. Yeah.
It's so interesting to hear how people do get their names.
Oh, my gosh. I just read an article about a kid, and his name is Zizix. I'm not joking. I'm trying to find it here. There is a kid named after
Zizix Road.
The road.
Yes,
the exit. Is it a road or an exit or what is it? There's an actual kid named after that.
Why did his parents name him Zizix? They let him name the road?
No, I don't understand. Were they just so inspired by the road? Was it one of those things where they thought, you know what, this kid will not ever have to worry about his name being shared in classes? You know, it's not going to be like there's five Johns in our class, there's five, you know, Noahs in our class. Zizix is going to be the only one. And I heard we're saying it wrong. I guess it's pronounced Zizix. Did you know that?
No, I've been Zizix ever since I drove past it for the first time in 1995.
It's Zizix, I guess. And I'm not going to go change. I'm the same way. I'm going to keep calling it Zizix, but yeah, I found out it's Zizix Road.
Well, thank the Lord that those people didn't go one exit down, or else their kid would be called Nipton.
I like the name Nipton, actually.
Hey, it's my son, Nipton, and thank the Lord, too, that your mother's favorite book is The Count of Monte Cristo and not The Cat in the Hat or some Dr. Seuss book.
Oh, my gosh. I would be named Sam. Sam I Am.
Sam
or
I Am.
Something like that. What about your name? Jorge, it's let me make sure I got this right.
Uh-huh.
You are named after your father, who is also named Jorge.
No.
Oh, wait. What's Mr. Fernandez's name? No, wait, you're freaking me out.
My dad is Jorge as well.
Oh, okay,
my dad is
God.
Jorge
I was
as
like,
well.
Wait,
yes.
Is he not Jorge?
So my dad is Jorge Ignacio Fernandez. I am Jorge Christopher Fernandez. So they went with the Jorge after my father as well. But they really like the initials JC. They just like those initials JC. And I think they kind of calculated the name. Okay, we're going with Jorge. What can we use as the C and JC? So then with Christopher.
Okay, so what other names could go with a J? I've heard of JBs. I've heard of JDs.
Jay-Z?
Yeah, some people call you Jay-Z. They'll text line and they'll be like, tell Jay-Z he's wrong. I'm like, hey, Jay-Z is not on this show.
Did you say JT?
Oh, JT, yeah.
You know, so funny is I was... JR. I was with a Jose mm-hmm. last week. And one of his buddies was talking to him, and he called him Hose B. And is that a thing? He's like, I'll see you later, Hose B. And I'm like, oh, Jose, Hose B.
Right now, here's what's trending.
Happy New Year. Gung Hei Fat Choi, Year of the Pig is trending this morning. It's the Chinese New Year. And according to the Chinese Zodiac, 2019 is the year of the pig. So people born in the years 1923, 35, 47, 59, 71, 83, 95, 07, and 2019 are all pig signs. So what does that mean? Well, if you're born under the Chinese Zodiac of the pig, then you're known for your compassion, your geniality, sometimes going overboard to accommodate people. Also, Year of the Pig, people are very social and friendly and have a love for life. Now, for the Chinese New Year, a lot of the foods that you're going to see, it's all about welcoming this new year with prosperity and how you can be more successful. So if you want this to be a prosperous new year for you, they say dumplings. Eat dumplings for success, rice cakes for prosperity, a whole fish for abundance, and citrus fruits for health.
Well, eat that all today or just throughout the year?
I think that's for the celebration today or maybe throughout the week. I'm not sure.
Man, that's a celebration and a half. A whole fish.
Do you see the setups that they have in the casinos, like at the Bellagio and at
gorgeous.
The Venetian for Chinese New Year? It's my favorite holiday that they decorate for. It's They're all beautiful, but oh, they are my favorite. They are so amazing what they're able to do.
You were not born in any of those years mentioned, but you're very social, you're very friendly, and you have a love for life. So you have many of those qualities within you. I was writing them down as you were rattling them off.
Well, I would say the exact same thing about you. I think that everyone kind of
as Mercedes was saying this, we're like, yeah, that's me, but I was not born in those years.
No, I'm not a year of the pig person, but I'm looking over the years that are mentioned. I always like to check, you know, what my zodiacs are and if I fall into those qualities. And like, I'm a Taurus on the astrological zodiac, and you're a Leo.
I'm a Leo.
A Leo. So technically, we're supposed to be at odds a lot with each other.
Is that what they say, based on the signs?
Yeah, because they're both very like powerful signs, so we should be like going like at it a lot, but we don't.
But instead, we use our powers and come together as one, like the Wonder Twins power. Wonder Twin powers activated.
Power of Bull.
And I'm something water, right?
A Leo's a lion.
No, I was talking about Wonder Twins. Oh, the Wonder Twins. One was always an animal.
Lion.
One was always an animal. The other one was always some kind of water thing.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
The Wonder
Twins. It was
Twins.
An animal, and it was a form of water. And the water person always was like, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
I'm an ice slide. I'll slide down this ice. Ooh.
Yes. Oh, there's a fire. Great. I can come in handy. But what else am I going to do if I'm water?
So also trending this morning is motherhood. A new study says that motherhood really takes a mental toll. According to researchers, mothers experience less satisfaction with their lives and their partnerships. A large portion of moms feel that they're alone and carrying the responsibility for their child's well-being. All of that responsibility is really leaving moms feeling just emptied out when it comes to themselves.
Well, I don't hear that about moms. Do you feel emptied out?
Sometimes. I mean, I really feel fulfilled most of the time. I think that sometimes we unnecessarily take everything upon ourselves just because we feel like we should. And that's the problem. If you have a partner that says, let me help you, let them help you. We don't get any awards for doing it all on our own. Now, if you're all on your own, that's hard. But I think sometimes we take on more than we can when we have a support system that will back us up, you know?
Do you have a wonderful support system, Matt, your husband?
Oh, yeah, he's the best. Seriously. But then sometimes he'll sit me down and be like, if you need help, just ask.
But you're also
I don't like asking for help.
Yeah, because my wife does that. Nothing to do with kids or anything, but she'll say, let me know how I can help. And part of me is like, dinner's done, let me know what I can do to help. Part of me is like, yes, I can easily say, oh, would you mind wiping down the counter and taking the trash out? But then there's part of me that says, you're a grown, very successful woman. You should look at the situation that I'm in and say, oh, I can jump in and do that.
Like, let's do it together instead of me just doing it all. No, I feel this.
You shouldn't have to tell an adult what they should know. Look at the situation and say, okay, there are dirty dishes on the table. I could carry them to the sink. Like, you shouldn't have to be assigned a task. You should be aware of what task needs to be done.
That's what you would tell a child.
Yes. Right?
Because a child doesn't know, but an adult, I can totally relate. This is the Taurus Leo thing working.
Uniting as one.
And then finally this morning, Goop is trending. G-O-O-P. Gwyneth Paltrow's brand, Goop, it's a lifestyle and wellness brand that she founded a decade ago. Well, the brand is now coming to Netflix as a series. The series is going to consist of 30-minute episodes hosted by the site's editors and Gwyneth Paltrow. They're going to use experts, doctors, researchers to examine issues relating to physical and spiritual wellness. I know you're a fan of the site, right?
My wife gets stuff from Goop, and so because she has some of the products, I use them. I like it. I like some of the stuff they have on that website.
Yeah, well, so now they're going to maybe show you more about how it works and things that you can do to feel better about yourself. So it could be pretty successful. We'll see how that goes. And that is what's trending for Tuesday, February 5th.
That is BB Rexha on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes and the Morning, and that'll do it for a Tuesday. So much to come for you on our Wednesday show, including, what do we got here? More tickets to go see Florence and the Machine. We'll do those tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. Tickets to go see Michael Bublé. Those tickets for you tomorrow morning right around 6:20. And, of course, Justin Timberlake tickets continue all day long here on Mix. We'll have them back for you tomorrow morning at 7:40. But right now, it is time for our line of the day. And if you were listening earlier, Mercedes thinks she has a ghost in her house. And she thinks this because she heard, or someone was, it wasn't her daughters, it wasn't her husband, someone was flushing the toilet last night. But the ghost has to use the bathroom. What they put out, is that not also invisible like themselves? But they need to flush it? Why do the ghosts really need to flush the toilet?
Ghosts have invisible pee.
Yes. You know, your ghost went number one or number two, and he said, oh, man, I want no one to see this. I better flush.
Are there matches invisible, too?
You know what I'm saying? Also, a side note, the ghost was very kind and did a courtesy flush last night as well. So that'll do it for show number 901 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.